Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a lot of rhythm section coming back with our anthem. If there ever was a small business anthem, that's it. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you still got to try. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the new book, The Age of the Customer. The website for that is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check out that website and read about, learn about my new book. I promise you, you'll learn some stuff, and I hope you'll like it. And you can buy the electronic and the hardback version there on my website, and find how to buy it from Amazon and other outlets. Mitchell Gold is here. I bet Mitchell knows all about that the what I call the small business anthem. Even when times get tough, Mitchell, you still got to try, don't you?
Absolutely, Mitchell Gold. You have to. Sometimes to reinvent yourself or to really let your business evolve in a different direction.
I was telling somebody yesterday that in my life, in my long, multi-decade career, I've reinvented myself about 7 times. And I tried to improve myself from each one of those. Mitchell Gold, folks, is the co-founder and the chairman of Mitchell Gold, Bob Williams Furniture Company. They make and sell furniture in a really tough industry. Customers are fickle, aren't they, Mitchell?
Yeah, they are. There's not the kind of customer brand loyalty that there used to be when I was growing up. My parents had certain stores they went to, and they went and bought everything in those stores. But our effort is to make the shopping experience really pleasant and enjoyable, because buying furniture is an anxiety-ridden purchase. I mean, people really get a lot of anxiety over making a decision. Because, you know, when you buy a shirt, if you don't like it, just put it in your closet. But you buy a sofa, it's right there in the middle of the place.
Right.
And today, our business has evolved from, we don't just make furniture anymore, although we have a big 650,000 square foot facility in North Carolina making upholstered furniture. But we have our own retail stores. We'll, by the end of the year, have 25 of our own retail stores.
You have, oh, really? I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I say congratulations, but I'm not sure that that's appropriate, because retail can be, the only thing that's tougher than manufacturing is retail, right?
Well, it is very tough, but, I mean, heck, being a doctor is tough. And, it's really having to deal with those things. But one of the things that we found more than 10 years ago was we had to reinvent ourselves in a sense. We had to evolve, and we started to realize that if we had our own stores, our own branded stores with our name on it, built our brand, we would have more job security for all of our employees and for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And consumers, our brand really resonated with them, because they liked us as a company. They liked our quality. They liked our styling. They liked the way we run our business. We have a fantastic daycare at our company, 77 children in it.
And those are values that people, and this is something I talk about in my book, Mitchell, these are values that people are attracted to today. They're making decisions about whether to hang out with a certain company or not before they even find out if they're competitive. They want to know if they're going to like them or not, don't they?
Well, and absolutely. And one of the other things is, from day one, we started manufacturing in an environmentally responsible way in an industry that was not environmentally responsible.
Right.
And we found really quickly that that was resonating with people. And today, that's a big, big issue. So made in America, made environmentally responsible. So now we have our own stores where we get to make sure the store looks the way we want it to look. The people who are selling, we call them design associates, that they're selling the way we want. And they really can put forth what we're doing, and now it's a very, very big part of our business. And I don't know if you know, but we have a new book also to celebrate our 25th anniversary called Who We Are. And it's kind of a scrapbook of our 25 years, but it really speaks to the ethos of the company. It really talks about, it shows our factory and our people in the factory. It shows our styling. It shows our stores. And it also shows all of the nonprofit activities that we're in. We love food. We have our company chef. I think we have probably the best cafeteria of any factory. And
I'm going to drop by at lunch over there one of these days and check it out. It sounds good. So, all right, are you selling online? Do you sell things online?
Yes, we do. At our website, mgbhome.com,
right.
And we have our catalog online. We sell furniture online. We sell our books.
Which is no mean feat, because I bought furniture online before, but I've never bought anything I was going to sit on online, because I'm pretty picky about things I buy that I'm going to sit on. I want it to be comfortable, and I don't know if it's comfortable on a website. How do you overcome that?
Well, I think one of the things is it's not an either or. It's not just having a store. It's not just having bricks and mortar. Not just having a website. But we have both.
Mm-hmm.
So usually a consumer at some point, and we have stores in all the major cities: Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New
right.
York, et cetera. But usually at some point somebody has been able to sit in our furniture, or you know, if they haven't been able to, somehow through editorial they find out about our product, or they call and we can talk to tell them what the sit is like. And there's a 99% chance they're going to be okay with it. You know, there are people that get it and say, well, it's too soft, it's too hard.
Right.
And we just take it back because, you know, you don't want a customer to be unhappy with
it. That's what I was waiting on, that last part there. That makes a difference. You got to be prepared to do that if you're going to sell online. Hey, Mitchell, I've enjoyed having you here. Congratulations to you and Bob for 25 years of success. Come back soon. I've got more questions for you, more things I think you
okay.
can teach us.
Well, you thank you. I look forward to getting a copy of your book, too. I'm going to read it.
I appreciate that,
sounds
Mitchell.
Good.
I appreciate that. Mitchell Gold, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We're going to get him back and see what else we can learn from him another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.